right, folks, circa 21. Robert Brown is the brainchild behind it all. We'll let you hear a few wee snippets off the new album. Love like ours may be hard to find. Robert Brown, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hero.
That's very, very slick contemporary pop music.
Thank you very much.
Where did you record it?
I recorded it in Cloud Nine Studios in Queen Street in Belfast.
See, and you told me that earlier on when we were talking, and I was very, very surprised, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot to be said about Belfast. There's a lot of good engineers and good producers in Belfast.
Yeah, yeah, because your previous flirtation with success was in Holland, isn't that
it
right?
It was in Amsterdam with a band over there, yeah, Burforce One.
Tell us about that. Did you have to go to auditions to get into that
band? I was actually in a, believe it or not, singing in a bar, and a guy approached me and said, would you be interested in coming for an audition? And I turned up and got the job as the lead singer. Literally that simple.
But it became a sensation in Holland, didn't
overnight.
It?
Overnight. Well, we got the blogger, Perez Hilton. And he
Perez Hilton, very famous blogger in the States.
He's the one that said, this is the best thing ever. And overnight, we got like 1 million hits.
Whoa.
And then it went to 3.5. It was just mental. We toured America. We toured all around Europe. It was incredible. Bit of a blast.
That is class. I mean, and the single that I heard from Burforce One, now I have to say, it's cheesy pop.
Completely. Yeah. Absolutely. If you don't laugh, you don't get it.
Yeah. So it's meant to be kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Absolutely.
Sort of, and,
absolutely.
But you did very well with it.
It was very successful. There'll be 3 singles that were released throughout Europe. Yeah. And like a Christmas single, which was totally tongue-in-cheek, like 15 tongues in the one cheek. But you know, people eventually got what the ethos was about. You know, it wasn't taking it seriously.
Yeah, but it was having a good time.
It was having a great time, and we toured all over the place with it. So it was effective from that point of view.
So you got to see around the world.
All over the world,
playing
yes.
music.
We did the MTV.
Everybody's dream, everybody's sitting going, no. You
we know. Played Madonna's after party in Zurich.
You're joking, mate.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. She wasn't there, of course.
But it was Madonna's after party.
After,
and it was just...
incredible.
Did you do like festivals and things?
We did a thing in Ahoy, which is outside Rotterdam, and it was to 26,500 people.
Joking.
It's on YouTube, Burforce One Ahoy. Incredible.
You see, I'm glad to meet you because there's a lot of local musicians, and because they don't do anything in the local market or in the UK market, they think the door's closed to them.
Yes.
It's not. Go abroad.
I totally
try your luck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's steps that I've made in Europe and in Amsterdam that I can take Circuit 21 to as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's trying, you're not consciously trying to cross all borders, you know, but you have to stick to what, make the music that you feel you want to make yourself and see then where it goes.
But because it doesn't work here, doesn't necessarily mean it's bad or it's not going
not
to work
all,
somewhere
not
else.
At all.
Yeah,
there's always a market for something.
Yeah,
it's tapping into the market. You
it's
know?
A refreshing day because I remember speaking to Neil Hannon, the Divine Comedy couldn't get arrested here, but he was in the French top 10.
Incredible. Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Jim Brown from here did the whole Graveland thing.
Amazing.
And can't walk the streets in Germany. He gets
amazing.
Mobbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob McCulloch was top 10 in France as well. And again, the albums do okay here, but he's, you know, so there's a lesson here for all kinds of
Absolutely.
Local musicians.
Also, there's a good lesson to be learned that things can be done and made brilliant and slick and polished in Belfast.
Yeah.
There are great musicians and great singers and great music, just incredible talent.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of times it gets overlooked. You know?
Well, you're right. It seems that we have to fight harder to be noticed.
Definitely.
You know.
Well, that also can be a good thing. It makes you more resilient and more determined to succeed.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Anyway.
So you've done the album,
have,
as you say, recorded in Queen Street. And
yes.
It sounds as slick as anything. I mean, you know, the contemporary stuff. Daft Punk.
Yes. Thank you very much.
No,
thank
it
you.
Does. It sounds great. So is it kind of pop songs that people can dance to? Is that what you aim for?
I think because I'm steeped in a lot of the 80s stuff, obviously being an 80s child.
Ah, you stole my next question because it does sound quite 80s, you know?
Well, that was completely conscious.
Which is the big thing at the minute,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, well, it's conscious. I mean, you're sort of a product of what you grew up with. And I was very lucky to have a sister who I grew up with David Bowie, Rod Stewart, you know, Joni Mitchell, the real big classics.
Yeah.
I didn't like them at the time. I sort of forced myself to listen to them as a child, but they're the ones that stayed with me.
But it's funny, you know yourself, when you're thinking back, stuff that maybe your parents or older siblings used to listen to, and at the time you had said, that's cat.
Absolutely.
And years later, you go back to it. You do.
Absolutely.
I mean, I did it myself. Yeah.
I remember listening to my sister playing this music and I thought, what is that?
Yeah.
And it was David Bowie.
Yeah.
You know, and that stayed with me forever. You know? Yeah.
And it's funny, you do go back and say, well, I'll have another wee listen to that. Yeah. And then you find out.
It's not so strange
anymore.
All
the big artists were big for a reason. There's
absolutely
some good stuff in there.
Longevity.
You know? So, I mean, you're Robert Brown. On the CD, it says Circa 21. Is it only you in Circa 21?
Well, initially, the concept of Circa 21, it was just me. I was writing the songs and recording them. Excuse me. But as we've got a band that come back. We've got a really tight band that we're getting it all together now. We did a launch in the supper club there on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And it went really, really well.
I heard great reports about it.
Yeah. We've got two great backing singers as well. Heather Laposa and Kerry Quinton. Just great backing singers. And the drummer, Noel. And amazing. It just all came together, you know.
Yeah. So are you looking for gigs? Are you taking it out in the road? Or what are you going to be doing?
We're just going to get it all together properly. And hopefully we can get a few gigs somewhere. And just let the ball roll from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Robert, good luck to you. You know, I like this because you're a musician. You went abroad and got your break. And
yes.
I love to hear that. And, you know, it's a success
story. Thank you so
much. And you're still going at it. The new album is called Eventually.
It is, yes.
All right. And this is the single then, Love in the Shadows. Robert, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.
Circa 21, and that is Love in the Shadows.